The border between Kosovo and Albania divides a region of the Balkans that many of its residents consider one land, ethnic Albania. The border came into being in 1913 at the end of the Balkan Wars, when the European powers created an independent Albania from a portion of the destroyed Ottoman Empire. NPR's John Burnett has the story of two villages in two countries with one people. People who, over the years, have weathered many border crises and hope to survive this one.
Morini, Albania, population 900, sits on a hill above the wheat fields and sheep herds of the Drin River Valley. 2 miles away across the international border lies Vermisha, Kosovo, with 4,000 people and similar farming. 4 weeks ago, Serb security forces did in Vermisha what they've done in towns and cities throughout Kosovo. They evicted its Albanian population, robbed them and destroyed their identity papers, then set fire to their homes. The people of Vermisha walked with what belongings they could rescue down the road to Morini. Many of them are there now, packed into the homes of cousins and in-laws. 96 students from Vermisha began attending Morini's primary school. On this day, a class is learning geography. The learning climate could be better. Just off the school grounds, the Albanian army has set up a 50-caliber machine gun pointed toward Yugoslavia. And on the Kosovo hilltops overlooking the tense border, Serb snipers and artillery gunners keep watch over their neighbor. We've heard four shellings, says Ali Sula, the school's principal and a Morini native. Last week, one fell 100 meters away. The children were so terrified, we closed the school and let them go home. The barren schoolhouse, with its empty light sockets, cracked windows, and ancient potbelly stoves, is evidence of Albania's abandonment of its remote northern reaches. Traditionally, Morini looked to Vermisha for kinship and solidarity. When I ask about the history of the border area, the principal takes me up the hill to meet his father, Mal Ali Asula, who's 79. He's a thin and distinguished man, wearing a camel coat and a capuch, the cream-colored fez-like caps favored by older Albanian men. His daughter bakes bread while we drink strong mountain tea, and Mal Ali talks of happier times. In the fall, when it was time for sheep shearing, we had a big celebration, he says. All the families of Vermisha would come to Morini and make a big party, roast a ram and drink wine. You see, he continues, only the border divides us. We have the same language, the same accent, the same habits. We are all Albanians. The last sheep festival was in 1948. That was the year Albania's fanatical communist dictator, Enver Hoxha, sealed off his country from most of the world. Not even a bird could cross the border, says a still bitter taxi driver. For the next 43 years, Mal Aliyah did not see his cousins in Vermisha. The villages were totally cut off from one another, he says. We communicated with telegrams. Some tried to sneak across the border, but if the border guards caught them, they got 15 years in prison. I never tried. The collapse of the Berlin Wall finally reverberated in isolated Albania in 1991. Communism collapsed and the borders reopened. So for 8 years, friends and relatives in Vermisha and Morini have been able to visit one another with visas. Then, a week after the NATO bombing began, Serb troops came to Vermisha. After the Kosovo crisis, 35 of Mal Aliyah's relatives from Vermisha moved into his son's house in Morini. The oldest is his first cousin, Recep Kokikai, who's 74. Recep, nearly blind and also wearing a capuch, makes a bayonetting motion with his freckled hands as he speaks. The Serbs came and said, leave your houses. Then they threw petrol on my house and burned it. They took my sheep and goats and sent them to Serbia. Does he feel safe here in Morini, I ask him? Of course, he says. I met my cousins, but I have lost the work of my whole life. And then, invariably, the conversation between the old men turns to the past. Mal Aliyah remembers Hoxha's volunteer army. Every man and woman over 18 had to take up a rifle and crawl into a concrete bunker and practice defending Albania from the Serbs or the Greeks or the Russians. Hoxha suspected them all. In light of the ongoing ethnic cleansing of Kosovo, They wonder if Hoxha's paranoia of the Serbs might not have been justified. Even though we hate Enver Hoxha, says Malalia, we knew the Serbs were terrible, and we were prepared for war. If we had Hoxha's army today, maybe we wouldn't need NATO. And then someone in the room, which is now filled with relatives, remembers a folk song they learned as children. It's only sung in northern Albania, where they fought the Serbs during the Balkan Wars. The song is about the River Drin, which winds through what is today northern Albania and southern Kosovo. The Serbs entered Prizren and told the river to let them cross, but it washed the Serbs away and filled its stream with their bodies. The Albanians smile and savor the words as if the song had been written yesterday. John Burnett, NPR News, Morini, Albania.